Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to our Sunday series. My name is Zozo, and I'm your hostess with the mostest, no toastess.
What's up, you guys? What's up? It's Aminas.
Apparently, people are mad that Black girls are, like, getting money. What's up with that? Like, yeah. I don't get it. It's confusing. It's exhausting. I didn't even know about it, but, like,
It's just crazy that people don't want the best for you, and it's, like, within the same community, like, and I feel like it's from what I've seen. Of course, these are all observations that I'm making. Is that, like, the guys, or, you know, the people in general who are kind of, like, don't want Black women and Black girls to come up are the ones, like, who should theoretically be rooting for them to come up.
Wait, like, I'm confused, like, who, like, what happened, though? Like,
so let's backtrack to, what is this girl's name? Some girl.
Is she a YouTuber?
She's a YouTuber. She's, like, a beauty. She's so pretty, first of all. I, like, saw some of her videos after this incident. Is that she had posted something about her Birkin, I guess, that her boyfriend had gotten her. And, of course, I don't know who doesn't know what a Birkin is, but it's, like, the flagship. Is it the flagship? It's, like, the central bag for, like, the Hermes brand. And it's, like, known to be super expensive. Hermes, okay?
Hermes, I don't even know what it
is. I'm not even sure what to feel about the brand, considering, like, the whole, you know, the whole BLM thing that's going on.
Wait,
now.
What did they do?
I think something about, like, they didn't, like, stand up, or, like, they didn't stand against it, I believe, or something like that. So I'm just like, who knows? Who knows what people's sentiments are?
Aren't they the ones in, like, whatever year that, like, followed Oprah around the store when she was in Switzerland?
Yeah, it's
not even funny. Okay, continue.
No, but, like, Birkin bag, in general, Parker these, like, bag. Big brands, like, these big designers are not, are they called, they're, like, fashion houses. I personally don't care for any of it, to be completely honest. I couldn't tell you, I didn't know what Birkin was until recently. Like, I couldn't tell a bag apart. So, for me, this is just, like, trivial, but
can't really
for her, you know, it was, like, such a big thing, and, like, it was such a big gift for her to receive from her boyfriend at that time, and it was super cute bag, and super expensive. I mean, like, clearly the guy, you know, put a lot of money and thought into the gift, and then, of course, people wanted to come at her for whatever fucking reason. I just hate when people, it's, like, what is that old saying, like, if you're not gonna, like, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. Like, it's just, like, why are you opening your mouth and wasting breath to say nonsense? I just don't get it. It's like, shut up, just shut up. But people are like, what, like, people are half the time giving you, like, advice in the guise of, like, bringing you down, but it's just advice. It's like, it's, they kind of tie it in a bow as if they're trying to help you, as if some randos on the internet are so concerned about your financial well-being that they're giving you fucking advice. Like, no, just shut up. Just look at the bag. Say, oh, that's cute. Like, see, I'm the type of person who honestly doesn't comment on anything, like, on the internet or anything. Like, I can love something so much and I'll, like it or something, but nothing else. Like, I'm not going to go and put more energy into it. You know, it's like,
I have no idea. Like, okay, for reference, though, so I guess, like, everybody was, homegirl posted a YouTube video on her and her boyfriend's channel. Shout out to Double YouTube Ad Revenue. And then it was, like, a 30-minute video, 40-minute maybe, of, like, happy birthday, like, here's a Birkin, whatever. And I guess, like, Black Twitter got mad. Okay, the majority of people don't live on Black Twitter. But, like, Black Twitter got mad because they're, like, oh, like, you're getting a Birkin, but you didn't do this, this, and this. So, yeah. Like, I guess that's the thing, right?
Like, oh my god, you don't own your house, but yet you have a Birkin? I'm like, who are you, their accountant? Who are you? Like, skin do you have in the game to be this hurt?
No, but legit, but yesterday I was reading this book, right? I forget what it's called. It's, like, The Happiness Hypothesis. And it's just, like, this collection of like studies, right? And this guy was like talking about, like, first time I'm hearing about it, like, in social science terms, right? And it's like conspicuous consumption and like inconspicuous consumption. And like, we all know there's that baseline of like, you only need a certain relative amount of quote unquote wealth or income or yearly whatever to actually be happy, right?
Yeah, like the second day. Like,
yeah, but that's that's just like not taking into account this idea of conspicuous and inconspicuous kind of like spending or like consumption, right? Mm-hmm. And so like conspicuous is like spending your money in pursuit of appearing to have a higher like social standing.
Gotcha.
And then inconspicuous is like all the things that have nothing to do with outward social standing, like spending money on like vacations, spending money on like experiences and like all of that stuff. So like that little happiness kind of like guideline is kind of in relation to that like sort of conspicuous thing. I don't even want to say the wrong thing, but like maybe it's like in relation to that. But
okay, so from like a YouTuber that I watch, I absolutely love her. She like yells at the camera all the time. I just adore her. Why am I blanking on people's names? Like, I'm not even joking. I actually like watch her not religiously, but I watch her a lot. It's As Told by Kenya. Her name is Kenya. She is literally the funniest person. I mean, she's, I don't think she means to be funny, but she's just funny. But she was saying as how, in particular in this, like, Birkin situation, in general, why, like, Black women are not kind of, like, supported and, like, even when we do come up or whatever, when we have achieved something, people want to cut it down. It's because, like, other groups of, you know, the other groups of society are always like, you have to maintain the status quo, right? It's like, how are you above us if we're coming up? It causes, I don't know if she used this word, but it's a cognitive dissonance when you are literally, you're like, okay, so reality, like my upbringing, this of course is not, like, I've never seen this happen, but, like, I can understand that this happens, is that, like, if you're brought up in a society that tells you that there is some sort of a hierarchy, like, you know, there's a social structure, and for the most part, Black women are on the bottom, and you're here thinking, you know, you can't do much worse than them. Like, if anything, you're always better than them. You know, there's always some group under you. And so you can always say that your life is in some relational way better than others. But when that bottom group is actually coming up and achieving things and breaking ceilings and, you know, achieving their dreams, you're like, what the fuck? Like, how am I not doing that? You know, how am I supposed to be better than them and yet not achieving that? And I think that's what causes them to like cut you down, to puff themselves up. And that's, I think, so. I mean, that's honestly primal, I think, where men, women, or anything, just when you feel threatened by someone or by something, you either cut them down to bring yourself up or you level up yourself, you know, to match them. And I think, huh? Oh my God, do you know what? Let me just say what the craziest argument I've fucking heard on Twitter about Birkins, which is beyond me, is the argument of how you got the Birkin. Like, getting the Birkin itself wasn't enough. It's how you got it. Did you get it from the store? Did you get it secondhand? Which at this point, if it's not from the store, it's by definition secondhand. So I'm just sitting here like,
to what end?
It's like, you out here writing paragraphs about Birkin selling like just like the world of Birkins and Hermes. Have you stepped into an Hermes store? Like, maybe do that. Go do that. If you're so interested in that, go do it.
The other thing is that I think there's like a weird culture around just like, I don't know, pricey items, I guess. How much does how much does one go for? Like, maybe 20, 30, 40, above, 20 upwards. So, like, at some point, like, some people, like, they just want an item for, say, the craftsmanship. Like, a Gucci bag, like, over time is going to depreciate, like, any car would, okay? But some bags, like Chanel and Hermes, will appreciate over time, which is, like, a good sound, like, purchase. And maybe you like the craftsmanship, cool. So, like, you're getting it because you want the item. But, like, I don't know if it's, like, to, like, you don't have to make a, I don't know. I don't care. Like, truly, like, yeah, you mean, told me about this.
Yeah, I truly, I mean, it's, like, people can say, okay, don't, like, show off, I guess. That could be an argument. But at the same time, it's, like, people do a lot of things on the internet. We have freedom to do anything on the internet. Why are you, if something is, like, bothering you, just don't watch it. Don't look at it. Don't maybe, you know, scroll away. Scroll away. Because this is for everything in life. You don't have to comment. You just don't need to. Just don't need to. Save your energy. Go. Just go. Keep on moving. We move forward, okay? Like, it's all good. You're not getting paid to be a commentator on every single thing that goes on in life.
Bro, speaking of moving on and we move, I'm just curious to know, like, this homegirl was, like, hooking up with this guy, and she's like, yeah, no, it's fine. I don't mind being your secret. Like, just, like, appeal to all the ladies out there, all my ladies who are out here on the little dating apps, because it's really hard to meet people IRL right now, like, even in real life when all of this finishes and, like, whatever, if you are in a quote-unquote situationship or you're in a talking stage and the word secret comes out, like,
You gotta really get out at that point.
You have the disrespect, to get out.
The actual disrespect for someone to open their mouth and say, I want this to be a secret. Are you fucking kidding me? In what world do you live in?
I think it's also the girls, though. Like, saying, like, I want, like, it's fine. Like, I don't mind being a secret.
No, see, they do mind. They do mind. This is the issue of wanting to be the cool girl in life, okay? No, baby girl, you do not need to be the cool girl. I don't care if I sound crazy. I don't care if I sound, like, in any way, shape, or form, psychotic to a guy. I don't care. Because let me say, I am not going to sit here and act like what he's doing is okay. No. And I think a lot of people don't have the backbone. They'll sit there like, wow, how could I get disrespected? But then, you know, all that is just internal thoughts. It's just, like, little magical thoughts that are going on in their head. They don't actually open their mouth and say that. They're like, oh, yeah, no, totally. Like, yeah, for sure. Yeah, like, you know, even, like, people who don't want to be in, like, you know, people love the idea of a relationship. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, yeah, let me not even say generalizing as girls, because I think guys get into the situation too. But in general, from my, like, observations of people in my life and people I've known, all of that, a lot of girls tend to kind of go into situations assuming that the guy is going to want, like, you know, a situationship kind of situation, or, like, a friends with benefits. So they already go in there thinking, okay, I'm going to be the cool one who's not going to need to be validated by, like, a relationship. You know, like, I don't need to have that conversation. I don't need this. What? Are you joking? Are you actually joking? It's like, how do you expect what you want when you're doing the complete opposite of what you want?
Some people enter on the opposite flip side where they're like, okay, everything to them is end all be all, okay? And they, like, walk in the room and then get a harsh slap of reality, and they're like, oh, yikes, so what am I gonna do now? And they just kind of, like, me included, little rose-colored glasses, like, yeah, we're gonna kick it for a few months and see what happens. Okay, these men do not change. Okay, let me put that out there. They do not. They were on day one is what they will be on day 632.
Yeah.
Like, they don't change.
I don't know I don't know who needs to hear this, but let me just say that guys, boys, whatever you want to call them, men, clearly not men, they don't speak in poetry, or what is that? There's a saying. It's like, they speak in prose. It's very much cut and dry. They tell you exactly what they are doing, what they want, and what they want and what they believe. You don't really read. You don't need to read between the lines. This is not poetry. It really isn't.
No, big facts. But the other thing is, so like, me?
Except for you, idiot, who was actually putting poetry out.
What if they actually write poetry? No, but like, I think the other thing is, I have nothing against hookup culture. I think it's great. Do you? Oh, whatever. Mm-hmm. No, I am all for not even pro-choice, because that has such a weighted connotation these days, but like, I'm all pro, do whatever you want. But like, please do understand that at the end of the day, everyone is headed to point X. Y'all just want to feel secure and happy and like in like,
yeah,
something stable. Like, there's no, keep lying to yourself for however long you want.
Yeah, like, no, that's like, that's what I like. My message is that you can do whatever you want. Like, if you want casual, feel free to go casual. No one is complaining about that. The thing is, I know because I would do it myself in theory, is don't hide what you want in the fear of him rejecting it or judging you or making, you know, light of the situation, because you can be stuck for a year thinking, oh yeah, like, we're playing it cool, we're gonna see how it goes. He's already on like 3 different girls
doing the same thing.
Doing the same thing. Like, what? Like, are you joking? And the thing is, he has plausible deniability, because if anything goes wrong, you guys are not in a relationship. What have you got to even claim?
You have nothing to claim. But let me tell you this. If you guys stay strong and do what we're telling you, okay, and the right person comes along, or you think it's the right person, quote unquote, basically what will happen is sort of like a reverse psychology stint. You'll be over it because it's not what you want. And then they'll be sitting there like little boys, because that's what they are. And they'll be like, oh, what were my feelings actually? Because if they don't have to actually sit down and figure out how they feel towards you, like, they'll never do it. They don't have to do
it. Yeah, stay away from all. Honestly, stay away from all, guys. Like, they'll come. My end advice is, they'll come when they come, okay? You don't know. People who go out looking for guys kill me, because it's like, what are you doing? You are the prize.
What do you mean? They're not supposed to, like, what do you mean?
I've never gone, have I gone out, like, purposefully to get a guy, or like,
I'm sorry, yeah,
when
please. Do you mean gone out purposefully,
meaning like, I'm going out, like, let's say we're going out as like, as friends, as in a friend group, and then I'm sitting there like, who am I gonna like get in touch with, who am I gonna get, like, who am I gonna date next? Like, I don't care.
Oh, absolutely not. No,
like, it's just gross to me that people like really put effort into it, because don't do it. Just don't do it. Like, it will come. And first of all, you're the prize. You're the guy's gonna come to you any which way. You just gotta sit there being yourself, doing you, and they'll come flocking. Like, you do not have to worry about it at all.
Exactly. And you can be crying like a puddle of tears and still be saying that through the tears. That's fine. Just make sure what is on the outside.
Yeah,
is
not tears. Like... make sure they're not seeing the tears.
No, legitimately. Just like, you have to give off the energy. Like, as long as what's showing is the energy, like, everything else, who cares? Go ahead and like, be super sad for weeks. No one cares.
No, 100%.
Truly honestly. Brooklyn Beckham is engaged to not Chloe, whatever her name was, his like, last girlfriend.
Oh my god. Yo, first of all, when I heard Brooklyn Beckham was engaged, I'm sitting here like, how old is this man? And I don't remember him being old. Like, I remember him as a tiny child when, like, David Beckham was still, like, playing for, like, Premier League. So I'm so confused. But he's apparently 21. And funniest part here is, I googled the girl who he's engaged to. She's not 21. She's 25.
What?
I'm sitting here like, what? I was like, why are you, what? The thing is, it's not even him that I'm putting, like, that I'm confused about. It's her.
No. Because Brooklyn is the oldest, no? The eldest child. Like, you're way more mature. So, like, who is she, period?
No, who is she? Who is she? She's an actress, I believe.
Actress.
Wait, I know this girl.
Her name is Nicola.
Oh, her, like, dad Coca-Cola? Is a billionaire.
Okay.
The daughter of a billionaire businessman, Nelson Peltz. He's a non-executive chairman of Wendy's. Wendy's? You mean like the food? Oh my god. He's a chairman of Wendy's.
Girl, Cardi got married at 25.
How old was Offset?
Girl, Offset's age is irrelevant at this point. Like, his age is, like, just infinite.
Yeah, when I, you know what I died? When I realized that Migos was, like, related. When they're all related, like, when I realized they're all related to one another, it just made it even funnier. He's 28.
So they got married 3 years ago, so he was 25, and she was 20. No. They're the same age, right?
Is she 28 now? Let's see.
She's 27. So she was 24, he was 25. But, like,
Again. I'm pretty sure Offset is not known for, I mean, I'm pretty sure their marriage is not known to be, you know, the strongest, most stable marriage. But here we are, you know, we move.
Thank you so much for listening. Follow us on our Sunday series, accepting follows every hour. Yeah.
And check me out at Amina Voice. You know, the first videos are interesting. Don't judge me, but yeah.
Bye. I hope you fall in love with your week.
With yourself. Fall in love with yourself.
Not your week.
Bye, guys.